Welcome back to Proactive London, and I'm delighted to be speaking now with Dr. Hugh Jones, who is the CEO of Evgen Pharma. Dr. Hugh, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Thomas. And yourself?
I'm very well as well. Tell us where you're talking to us from.
We're talking to you, as we did last year at this time, from the massive Bio Congress, this time in Boston, Massachusetts. It's a major partnering event globally, actually, with about 14,000 attendees. Many of them are coming past us as we speak.
Fantastic. Yeah, it looks like a very busy conference, that one. But we're talking today on the occasion of your final results for the year to the 31st of March 2023. So perhaps you'd like to just give us the highlights as you see them.
Yeah, a number of highlights, Thomas. We're very pleased with our year. The major one was that we concluded a large out-licensing deal in neurodevelopmental disorders and schizophrenia with our partner Stalicla from Geneva in Switzerland. In fact, we're meeting with them shortly at the Bio Conference here in Boston. That's a $160.5 million deal with double-digit royalties to us. The first part of the milestone payments is already in, and we're looking forward to continuing to collaborate closely with them. We're working up now the clinical trial designs and the manufacturing to support their clinical trial, which will start next year. The second highlight, I think, is, and when I stood here last year at Bio, we were saying we were in deep planning mode, and we'd started a couple of new academic collaborations. And in fact, those plans are now coming to fruition. So we were planning for our phase 1B study in volunteers with our new enteric-coated tablet. And that study, not only did it start on schedule after we completed our plans, but it finished on schedule. We issued the top-line data in late March, and those show a number of very interesting factors about our new enteric-coated tablet. Firstly, it releases where we expect it to release, and that's in the small bowel, avoiding the acid of the stomach. Secondly, we're getting levels of sulforaphane and its active metabolites in the micromolar range, so that's the range that we see in the test tube, where we see profound biological activity of SFX01. So we're pleased that we're getting enough into the blood to predict good efficacy in the clinic. And finally, no serious adverse events at all, which again was predicted, but we're very pleased to see our predictions coming true. Now, on the science front, that's the clinical front and the business front. On the science front, one of the collaborations we announced at this meeting last year with the University La Sapienza in Rome has delivered already top-line data that's already been published too. So that was in a rare cancer called rhabdomyosarcoma, a cancer of children. What we saw with the work from La Sapienza in Rome was evidence of radiosensitization, that is, making the cells from these children sensitive or more sensitive to radiotherapy, which is first-line treatment. More than that, our collaborators in Rome developed spheroid tumors in the test tube that they'd managed to get to be resistant to radiation. And what we saw with SFX01 added into the mix was that that resistance to radiation was partially or wholly reversed by SFX01. So if that translates to the clinic in, for example, glioblastoma, our brain cancer program, it will be very powerful indeed. The fact that you can make radiation more effective, or that you can lower the dose of radiation and get the same effectiveness. So we're excited about the test tube data that we've found, and we're continuing that collaboration with La Sapienza.
Thanks, Dr. Hugh. So obviously plenty for you to reflect on from the last financial year, but this year is already upon us. So what is your key focus at the moment, would you say?
Yeah, indeed. Well, it's clinical. We are continuing to analyze our data from our phase 1 volunteer study that completed in March, and there's more data to come out from there. We're continuing to work closely with Stalicla on their autism spectrum disorder program. We supply, as we've said, tablets to that clinical trial program, and that's, you know, a lot of work behind the scenes to get the right number of tablets in the right place, ready for the clinical trial, together with the regulatory approvals that are needed to get that trial underway. And with regard to our own in-house program in brain cancer or glioblastoma, GBM, we're also working hard with our collaborator in the Netherlands at the Erasmus Medical Center to get the drug into patients with this devastating disease. in the next 12 months or so. So lots of clinical activity, more work on R&D and scaling up of our production. So the outlook looks, again, very busy, with continued potential reports from more academic collaborations, like the one we have here in the United States with the University of Michigan. And that's a collaboration in bowel cancer, which is on a longer time scale, but we're expecting results from that collaboration again in late 23 into 2024. So a lot of work on science, a lot of work on clinical, and continued work on the business front.
And just finally, Dr. Hugh, on the business operations side, you are probably looking for a new CFO. You've announced that you are going to be losing your current CEO, Richard Moulson. And I do just want to finish as well by asking if you think that this is a make or break year for the company, in your opinion.
Well, make or break year, no. We're starting clinical work that we're planning heavily for. So an exciting year, and a year that will generate more information. But I don't think it's on any sort of pivot. It's just continuing with the plans that we've laid in place. And thanks for raising Richard's retirement. I just want to take this opportunity in public to thank Richard for his massive contribution to the company over the last 7 years or so. He's retiring. He's got massive travel plans. But I want to say how helpful, measured, and hugely influential Richard's been to the business in his time here, and helping me integrate into the business 2.5 years ago. Without Richard, I don't think it would have been anywhere near as smooth an integration. So Richard, very best of luck in your travels in the future, which start shortly after the AGM in July.
And very best of luck to you for the rest of the conference, Dr. Hugh. It's been great chatting, and we'll let you get back to it.
Thanks, Thomas. We're looking forward to the rest of the day. Bye for now.